The message this week is titled Thanksgiving. The scripture reading is Luke 17, 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Delighted to have everyone with us, and I hope that you'll have a bite of turkey sometime this weekend and celebrate Thanksgiving. This is a wonderful story that's found in Luke chapter 17. And before I really get into the story, I want to talk just very briefly about Luke, who is this most gracious, wonderful, inclusive teacher. In Luke's gospel, everyone is invited to everything. Luke gives the story of Jesus coming into the world and saying, "All are welcome to come to God through himself, Jesus Christ." And some of the people who are considered on the outside of society, today is the story of lepers, those who are physically ill, and some people thought they were physically ill because of sin, which of course was not true. And then there were others who were considered outside of the kingdom of God because they weren't part of the heritage of Israel. Luke tells the story, and Paul does too in 1 Corinthians, that Jesus is for everyone. Isn't that right? And one of the great things about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is part of who we are because of Christ welcoming all people. So in this story in Luke chapter 17, it's the story of various people who are ill. They have leprosy. One comes back praising God. And what I like most, and if you're following in your Bible in Luke 17, in verse 19, it says this: Jesus said to the man, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." There are some translations that say, "Jesus said, rise, go, your faith has saved you," which is quite different. But it seems that there is a spiritual and a physical healing taking place, but the overall theme is great thankfulness. In Luke's gospel, he tells the parable of all parables. And we all have our favorite parable, but without a doubt, the parable of all parables is the heavenly banquet. And leading up to the heavenly banquet, you have Jesus saying people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. And that was really good news for people of that day who, for whatever reason, thought they were outside of the kingdom. Luke's gospel is Jesus saying everyone is invited to this wonderful feast. And in Revelation 21, it is the marriage ceremony of the Lamb to his faithful people. It is the wedding banquet. It is Thanksgiving. It is the culmination of this heavenly banquet that we're all part of. So I hope this weekend that you'll spend some time just thinking a little bit about this wonderful story that goes back to the very beginning of history, where God welcomes Adam and Eve into the world. And yes, they make mistakes. Yes, they sin. They're outside of the garden. And from that day forward, there is this whisper that gets louder and louder and louder that one will be coming, where there will be no more separation between each one of us and God, but we're all included to come to him, know him, love him, and to one day sit down at the table of the feast of the heavenly banquet with God himself. Happy Thanksgiving. And it's the story that we're all part of.
part of Thanksgiving is a reminder of be thankful. So I have a list of scriptures today. You don't have to turn to them because I'm going to be moving rather quickly, but it's just a reminder of what we already know, to not only be thankful, but to express thankfulness to God and to one another. Giving thanks and expressing thanks is a core teaching, Old Testament and New Testament alike. Here are just a couple. Psalm 7, the first part of 17, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, meaning he's making all things right, meaning he's making us right. We give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness that overflows to us. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And in our small group Wednesday night Bible study, we're talking about thankfulness, and we're talking about expressing thanks, and we're talking about looking back on the Old Testament and how inclusive this welcome is for all of us, especially in the Psalms. Psalm 30, 11 and 12, you turned my wailing into dancing. We have a song like that, don't we? You turned my wailing into dancing. And I'd like to actually physically see that. The sadness too, let's have a dance. We're going to have a dance. I don't know if we invited everyone, let's have a church dance this Sunday, how well that would go. But anyway, I think that might be pretty cool. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Psalm 35, 18. I will give you thanks in the great assembly, among throngs of people, I will praise you. Now, in just a moment, we're going to look at some of those scenes of great worship, Nehemiah and Psalms and a variety of other places, where it was a command to come to the temple of the Lord with praise of thanksgiving. That there were days in the temple where there were times of sadness and there were times of repentance, but there were also times of great celebration, the singing that would be for all people. So Psalm 75 in verse 1, we give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks for your name is near. I had to read that several times this week. I want to read this again. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful works. Seems to me that when we just say God's name, he's here. But we knew that already, didn't we? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And sometimes you hear people use the expression, oh God. And I just love sometime to see it and to hear it if someone were to say, oh God, and God said, yes, because he's right here. He's always been with us. And then Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Did you do that today? And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. Psalm 107 and verse 1, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever. And that's repeated often throughout the Psalms. So in this story that was read today, Luke 17, 15 and 16, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. So one of the cool things about this story is to picture it. And we may picture it incorrectly. Maybe one of these days when we get to heaven and see God, we ask him, can you just show us the scene, what it was like? Because we all have our own understanding and thinking of it. But I love the fact that he came back praising God in a loud voice. And then he did something that if we were there, we might be shocked, number one, to hear him yelling. And then he says he throws himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him and Luke can't pass this up, thanked him, he was a Samaritan. Luke is saying, it's just not the household of Israel that gives thanks and has a blessing from God. It is for all people, even people who are sometimes considered excluded from the kingdom of God, but never in the mind of God, never in the mind of Jesus, never in the mind of the Holy Spirit, and hopefully never in our mind. So there were some great worship scenes in the Old Testament of giving thanks and giving praise. And I wanted to stop and look at a scene or two from Nehemiah. And in Nehemiah, you don't have to turn there if you want, but Nehemiah is this story of rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem. And there's constant conflict from the people living around those towns to say, we don't want you doing this. But it was a call of God. Nehemiah comes, and with the help of many people, they rebuild the walls. And when the walls are rebuilt, there is this great celebration that is profound and loud and thankful. And let me, if you permit me, just to read a couple of these stories. The leaders of the Levites all gathered together on one side of the wall and others on the other side of the wall, and they gave God praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other section in worship as prescribed by David, the man of God. Now, what's unique in Scripture is that phrase is used often. Many generations after David was gone, people in Israel still knew how to worship the type of worship that David prescribed. And the type of worship that David prescribed was loud and with great thanksgiving and praise. We could notice that in some of the Psalms that we'll look at in just a moment. So here's this dedication of the wall, and you would think people could say, okay, thank you, God, that's good enough. We've had these choirs, that's good enough. Mm-mm. This is days of thanksgiving and praise. Says, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem. So if you could picture the scene, you're living in your home, you're enjoying life, all of a sudden there's a knock on the door and said, you've got to come with us. We're taking you, whether you like it or not, we're taking you because you're a Levite, and a Levite, they were taught not only to write songs, but to speak the songs, teach the psalms. You're coming with us because we're going to give a great thanksgiving and praise. And I don't think there'd be a Levite who in the least bit balked at that. That's their life, to sing and to offer thanksgiving and praise to God. And I'm not exaggerating the truth. There were people who were taught, this is your life. You're going to sing and give thanksgiving to God for the rest of your life. Chances are real good. They did, and they loved every minute of it. How would our life change if every day we set aside some time that no matter what is happening, even in devastating times, that we would set some time to say, I thank you, God. I thank you that I can come to you with praise. I thank you that I can come to you with sorrow. I thank you that you listen to me. I thank you that you've never left me. I thank you that you are always here. So at this dedication of the wall, they sought out these Levites. They were to come and celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving, with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem. And they purified themselves, they climbed the walls, and they sang. And Nehemiah said, I had the leaders of Judah go up on the top of one wall, and I assigned two large choirs to give thanks. And with musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God, they played and they sang. The second choir proceeded in the opposite direction, and they did the same. The two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God, and they did so with half the officials there. And on that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children and men all rejoiced. And listen, the sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, Asaph was the leader of music for Israel, there had been directors for the singers and the songs of praise and thanksgiving, and a great sacrifice of song was given that day. Wouldn't it be great to be there and listen to these great songs? Well, as you know, throughout the Psalms, there's also these times of thanksgiving and praise. And if you want to open up your Bible to the Psalms, and if you don't know the Bible very well, just turn into the Old Testament and you can find Psalms pretty easily. I want to look at the last of the Psalms, Psalms 145, 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. Don't worry, we're not going to read all of them. We're just going to look at a couple of verses from these Psalms that express great thanksgiving and great praise. In our class on Wednesday night, I shared with the class, I'm pretty well convinced that King David had trouble sleeping at night. And maybe sometimes you do too. There's several times in the Bible where it says David wrote the psalm in the middle of the night. It's as if he woke up maybe with a song on his lips or difficulties, and he would write a psalm, and it would be put to music. In Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever, every day. This is a constant theme. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. That's why I think we can praise God even when we don't feel like it sometimes, because he wants it. It's part of God's nature to give us thanksgiving and praise. As God pours out his love to us, it can come back to him. It's a reciprocal relationship of praise and thankfulness. Psalm 145, Psalm 146, first verse, second verse, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. And one of the things I appreciate about the singing is nowhere does it say you have to be a good singer. Thank the Lord for that. Because I'm not a great singer, but I like to sing it. And to praise God with your voice, no matter if you're off key or not, in some ways it's kind of cool. Just let it go. Psalm 146, I praise him. I will praise him all my life as long as I live. Psalm 147, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise God. And there's this beautiful expression of thanks. Psalm 148, we won't read all of it, but you get the point very quickly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Angels, praise him all as angels. Praise him all as heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. We get the idea that one day when we're with God, it's going to be loud with thanksgiving and praise. Praise him, you highest heaven. Praise him, waters and skies. Praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded all those whom he created to share that thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. And I like this. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sometimes we don't like new songs. We like the old songs because we know how they go. And we sing them. But we can take this argument up with God, and I'd wish not to do that. Because he says, sing to the Lord a new song, where? His praise in the assembly of the saints. sing a new song. Write a new song. Sing a new song. Psalm 150, in its brief, praise the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary of the temple. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if that's the way it's going to be, when we leave here and go to there, shouldn't we make a head start? Shouldn't we begin now being people of thanksgiving, being people of worship and praise because of who God is? Let everyone who has breath, the psalmist said, give thanks to God. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.